Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. My next guest is based in West Hempstead, New York. She's a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and the owner of BRG Dietetics and Nutrition. Please welcome to the show, Bonnie Giller. Hello, Bonnie.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. How are you today?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
All right, excellent. So, Bonnie, first of all, I appreciate your time. Second of all, you are more than just a dietitian nutritionist. You actually are a certified diabetes educator, as well as a certified intuitive eating counselor.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Okay, so as a registered dietitian nutritionist, I help people by providing nutrition therapy for all types of disease-related therapeutic needs. So they have diabetes, cardiovascular disease, perhaps gastrointestinal conditions. And a very big focus of my practice is helping people change the relationship that they have with food and their bodies. And so I'm a certified intuitive eating counselor. And basically what I do in that role is I help chronic dieters and emotional eaters break free of dieting so they can reclaim what I call whole body trust. And, you know, I do that by really building on three pillars, mind trust, hunger trust, and food trust. Because as we know, people who have been chronically dieting really are under the spell of diets and lose the trust in their own bodies to make their own food decisions. So I do a lot of that work. It's very, very satisfying for me to help people change their relationship. And also, when you know, I want to just address the diabetes because I know that a lot of people out there are struggling with managing blood sugars. So as a certified diabetes educator, I work with people in a program that I have created. It's called Healthy Living with Diabetes, and it's a new approach to managing diabetes without dieting. So, you know, a lot of times people with diabetes are told, well, you have to lose weight to bring your blood sugars down, to bring your A1C down. And in fact, I teach them how to manage blood sugars and guide them to a place of eating for enjoyment, abundance, and good health. And it's from a non-diet perspective, so it really ties into the intuitive eating work that I do as well.
Okay, excellent. So how did you get started here?
Well, many years ago, when I went to college, I took a course in nutrition, and I just loved learning about how the food we eat, the nutrients, how it impacts our health, what it does in our body. And so I've just continued to pursue my profession through working in the corporate setting over the years. I've worked in the hospitals, in education, and then, of course, running my own private practice, which I've been doing now for over 32 years.
Okay, understood. So take me through your education experience.
Well, I went to college. I have my bachelor's degree in nutrition, and then I went on to pursue my master's of science degree in clinical nutrition. To become a registered dietitian nutritionist, one has to do a clinical dietetic internship program. So I did a one-year dietetic internship and then was able to sit to take the registered dietitian examination. So I earned the credential a registered dietitian. We also call ourselves registered dietitians nutritionists. And it's important for people out there who are listening to know that someone who calls themselves a nutritionist is not necessarily a registered dietitian who's gone through all of the training and experience. So, you know, I think that's important just to note for your listeners. And I do continuing education every year, something that an RD has to continue to do as well. And I went on to do additional certifications, as we mentioned, as a certified diabetes educator, because my passion is also to help those with diabetes manage those blood sugars. So to do that, I went for continuing education and became certified. What else? I became certified in intuitive eating because, again, to teach people how to regain the trust in themselves and reclaim body trust, becoming an intuitive eater again, one needs to know and have that experience and education behind them. And so I went on to get that certification as well. So there's a lot of education that goes into what I do. And, you know, you always learn every day. So therefore, the continuing education.
Love it. Okay, very good. So why are you interested in doing this? Like, why was this the career path for you?
Well, you know, I love learning about food and nutrition, but more specifically, I would say in the last 8 years, I turned the focus of my practice towards this concept that I keep talking about, which is intuitive eating. because really what I've noticed is that so many people pursue weight loss. They pursue striving for this, what we call the thin ideal. They fold to society's pressure of what a woman's body should look like. Men as well, not immune to this, and go on diet after diet. And then, you know, they may lose weight on a diet and then just regain that weight back. And then they go back on another diet and then regain that plus more. And they're yo-yoing. And it was very frustrating to me over the years when I would see people lose, gain. And that's when I decided to research and came across intuitive eating and decided to really make that my focus. Because you know what? It's so wonderful when you work with a client and you see the light bulbs go off in their mind and they're like, oh my gosh, wow, I never realized that. And, you know, I don't have, my weight does not, you know, determine my worth, which unfortunately is what diet culture has people believe. So we see too many disordered eating cases and eating disorders, and unfortunately it's starting very, very young. And so that's why I've really made the decision to focus my life work on helping people just break the spell of diets and really learn how to become an intuitive eater again, which, by the way, everybody is born an intuitive eater, so you as well. You know, you're born knowing when you're hungry, when you want to begin eating, and when to stop based on your fullness. Unfortunately, people lose that over the years due to all the years of dieting and listening to what other people tell them to eat rather than their own inner wisdom. So kind of why I do what I do.
Okay. And, you know, I love it, the fact that you have so much good quality information for people and that you're willing to, you know, spread it, and whoever wants it can have it. So how can people contact you, Bonnie, if they would like to find out more information about how they can work with you?
Absolutely. So they can head right on over to my website, which is brghealth.com. And you'll learn more about the medical nutrition therapy work that I do, diabetes program that I mentioned earlier, as well as if somebody's suffering with irritable bowel syndrome, there's programs there. And if anybody's really resonating with this intuitive eating and wanting to regain the body trust, then they can head on over to my other website, which is dietfreeradiantme.com.
All right, perfect. Bonnie Giller, thank you for coming on the show today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so very much for having me. Have a great day.
And thank you all for listening. We will be right back after this short break.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese.
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... ...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.